Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ford. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. I'm not going to be with you very long on this morning. I'm going to be brief, but I hope to be right to the point. I want to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones, may have been in the last 72, last 48, 24, last 8 hours, 5 hours, 3 hours, an hour ago, 30 minutes ago, even seconds ago. And we do this to let you know that you are not alone in your hour of great loss, in your hour of bereavement. We want you to know that you are not alone and that God has prayer warriors, men and women, male and female. He created all of them. He created each and every one of us. And God has men and women selected around this planet to pray with you and for you. Hallelujah, that God will restore joy and restoration back into your heart and soul. Hallelujah. And may God bless you. And may God carry you. Hallelujah. In your great hour of loss. Hallelujah. And so, we're not going to take up too much time because we know that time is yet ticking right along. And so, down in at this time. Heavenly Father, we come, hallelujah, Jesus, with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank your gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together once again, God, in unity. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said when you went away, you said that you went to prepare a place for us. And upon your return, God, that you would receive us unto yourself. But until that time and that day, that appointed time is upon us, we will continue to move onward. We will continue to move in your will and in your way. We will continue to mount up, hallelujah, with wings of an eagle from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. Hallelujah, Jesus, I'm asking you on this morning to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardon of their iniquity. I'm asking you, gracious Heavenly Father, hallelujah, to just assist me, God, to just receive those with love and compassion, God. Hallelujah, God, I want you to just give me a word. Be of encouragement to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory, honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God's people say amen and amen. All right, we're going to take you right now on into live praise and worship. This is Digital Mastered Praise and Worship Experience. Once again, Your radio dial is the old ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Roy. I want you to bring your chip and your dip and whatever you want to send and allow me to minister the word of God to your heart and soul. Bring all your digital toys. I call your digital devices, I call them our toys because we cannot live seemingly without them. So bring all your digital gadgets, your laptop, your smartphone, and just get you a comfortable seat. I have the chat room for your sitting and your listening pleasure. So right now we're going to dive right on into our program. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit this morning. I didn't want to do a lot of just preaching, but I just wanted to talk. I just felt the need to come and talk with someone on this morning. I know it's somebody out there that's hurting. Somebody out there that don't have a friend. Somebody need a friend. Somebody has lost their last friend. Somebody has lost their mom. Somebody has lost their father. Somebody has lost their uncle. Somebody has lost their aunt. Somebody has lost their sister and their brother. Somebody has lost a son or daughter. Somebody has lost a business colleague. Somebody has lost a health provider. Somebody is lonely tonight. Somebody is afraid. You're in your surroundings alone. You've never been alone. You've always had somebody around you. But right now, you are sitting, you're lying. You are listening to this program, but you are alone. And I want to encourage your heart on this morning that you might be bodily alone, but spiritually, God is right there with you. So I want you to be afraid. You know, God told his disciples when they were out there on that water, when the water, hallelujah, was just coming up and just moving the boat, was swaying the boat to and fro, and they was afraid. And they asked God, they said, you know, Master, do you care if we perish? And then God told them, say, ye of little faith. Hallelujah. Why? Would you be afraid when you have this great big old Jesus that's on a board with you? You have the power surge on board. Why would you be afraid? You don't have to be afraid because Jesus is right there beside you. Hallelujah. God encamped his angelic angels all around about you. The Bible says you're going in and you're coming out. Hallelujah. God is with you. And I want you to be encouraged on this morning. I come with 30 minutes of encouragement. It's my sermon on this morning. 30 minutes of encouragement to let you know that God is faithfulness. He's faithful. God is with you and I and us. And God cares all about you, I and us. God loves you on this morning. Hallelujah, I want you to know that. Jesus loves you. And I'm going to read a couple of key scriptures right quickly. And the first one is, he tried to join the disciples. Hallelujah, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 9 and 26. And then I'm going to read one more scripture reading, and it reads this. It says, it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 10 and 42. And our last key scripture reading is this. There is a remnant according to the election of grace. That scripture reading is coming out of the gospel of Romans 11 and 5. All right. So we're talking about 30 minutes of encouragement. I come to encourage your heart, encourage your mind and your soul and your inner being. You might say, "Overseer Ward, I don't know why I'm existing. I don't know, you know, why I'm here. I don't know why God made me. I don't know why God just didn't take me out of here." But I want to encourage your heart on this morning that God has a plan for you. God has a plan for each and every one of us. It's not by accident or coincidence that you're here, that you survived, hallelujah, your tsunami, your Matthew storm, Hallelujah. I'm talking about spiritually, not bodily, but I'm talking about spiritually. You survive because God has an assignment for you. God wants you to come out of the cold, out of the wilderness. God wants you to come over to his vineyard. God wants you to be his disciple. God wants you to tell of his goodness to others that you know, those that you don't know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that the Apostle Paul, his conversion and his early Christian witness was greeted with skepticism and fear. When he began preaching that Jesus is the Son of God, people said, "Is this not he who destroyed those who called on his name in Jerusalem? And he has come here for that purpose." That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 9 and 21. Later, when Paul went to Jerusalem and tried to join the disciples, they were afraid of him. We know in years to come, Paul never ignored his past, but spoke of it as evidence of the mercy of God. And that scripture reading is coming out of law. 1 Timothy 1 and 13 through 14. Like Paul, we don't need to parade our failures or to pretend that they didn't happen. Instead, you and I and us, we can thank the Lord that through his grace and power, our past is forgiven, our present is changed, and our future is bright with hope for all he has prepared for you and I and us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Transformed by his grace divine, the glory shall be thine. To thy most holy will, O Lord, we now our all resign. We know that only Jesus can transform yours and minds and our lives, and it's only when we obey the will of God. God is knocking at the door of somebody's heart on this morning. God is wanting you to let him in. God is knocking, and God always come as a gentleman. He always knocked maybe once or twice, might even knock three times, but God will never intrude on your territory. But God will only come in when he's invited to do so. And God is knocking at the door of somebody's heart. You've been saying that you're going to get your life straight with God, and you told your children you're going to, you know, you're going to get your life on target. You're going to get it, you know, where you would be able to tend to your children like a mother should, and you might not have been in their lives. You know, you just might have been out there doing whatever you're big enough and bad enough to do. But God is ready to receive you right now if you are willing and ready to give up the world and follow Christ. God said, now, and this is the time of salvation. So we know that Jesus Christ, he is the inescapable one. We must either receive him in this life as our loving Savior, or stand before him in the life to come as our eternal judge. We know that there was a story about a doctor. He made his chief concern in matters of religion to degrade the character and the dignity of Christ. He viewed the Savior with so much contempt that he always spoke of him in a demeaning way by calling him the carpenter's son. But eventually the physician became terminal ill. During the weeks before his death, he became very agitated and he remarked to the person attending him, he said, "I am dying. Hallelujah. I am a dying man. But what affects me most of all is that I must be judged by the carpenter's son." And you know, I want to tell you on this morning, the doctor faced a terrible future that awaited him and all of us that reject Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But in his last conscious moment, if he had only trusted Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he could have found peace and received eternal salvation. And I want to ask you on this morning, you that are out there in my live praise and worship experience? How have you been treating Jesus lately? I want you to remember this. The carpenter's son is the Son of God. I want to encourage you to trust him on today. You'll receive the blessings of salvation, not the sentence of condemnation. That scripture reading is coming out of law of John 3:17. What will you do with Jesus? And neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? We know that everyone must choose Christ or condemnation. What will be your answer on this morning? God is knocking at the door of your heart. He always comes as a gentleman. He won't intrude without being invited first. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly to send your correspondence to P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You're also encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people-friendly. All right, we're going to carry you quickly on over to our second phase of our program until the clock run out. Remember, this was 30 minutes of encouragement. So we're going to carry you quickly on over to our second phase of worship and praise, bringing you the hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. We lift you up.
you're not the same. All things are passed away. Behold, all things.
Come on, Buddha.